closer.
That is right. Welcome back to the show. 99.9 FM, The Grinder. Flip it upside down, Mark of the Beast, right here in beautiful, sunny San Diego. Beautiful day out there in San Diego. Makes me want to go out and just get on my hog, wrap my legs around my hog, turn on that big old beast, and just ride up to Julie and maybe get some apple pie. You know, guys, shit. Anyway, welcome back. It is Bill the Bulldozer Dozer, hour three right here on 99.9 FM, 99. The Grinder. Flip it upside down. You got it. Mark of the Beast, Whale's Vagina. Donald Trump came to San Diego, and I don't know about you guys, but I got very, very excited about this trip. I mean, the man himself, the man, the legend, Donald Trump, is here in San Diego. He made the trip all the way down. We went to breakfast, him and I, along with about 4,000 other people that contributed to his campaign. But it was him and I sitting down together, and we talked for about a good 4 to 5 seconds. And what I got from Donald Trump, personal friend of mine, what I got from MAGA himself, is that he deeply cares about San Diego, Whale's Vagina, and why wouldn't he? You know what I mean? Why wouldn't he? And, you know, it was cute. Melania was behind him. She tried to say a couple words, and Donald Trump just politely put his hand right over her mouth. And that's how you got to do it. That's how you got to do it when the women try to speak up. You know, how you doing out there, ladies? Don't care. Slightly put my hand right over your mouth. 99.9 FM, The Grinder. Bill the Bulldozer Dozer. Lot to get to here in hour three. But first, I got to talk about the haters. Once again, stepping out, the haters. This guy, Lil Sills, over there on a station that no one's even heard of before. He blocks me. He blocks the Dozer. And I thought Little Sills and I were good pals. Little Sills and I, we used to hang out all the time. We go to JP's together. We both go tank top shopping together. He would rip off my sleeves. I would rip off his sleeves. We would send selfies to each other. We would flex in the mirror and we'd send them to each other. And then we'd give each other genuine, sincere compliments. I mean, we were doing guy stuff together all the time. And all of a sudden I get blocked? And this snowflake, I mean, this little snowflake, this little Dan Cilio snowflake, hello, oh no, hello, Mr. Dan Cilio snowflake, oh my gosh, oh no, what are you going to do? You're going to block me because I offended you? How did I offend you, snowflake? Hey, Lil Sills, how did I offend you, huh? Is it because I agreed with you? Is that what happened? You sent out this very, very funny tweet about Stormy Daniels. Very funny tweet. I mean, I was literally in my car pissing my pants. That's how funny it was. I thought it was hilarious. You said, let's make America horny again. And I, oh my gosh, I literally rolled down my window. I was laughing so hard. I wanted everyone around me to hear how loud I was laughing. That's how funny. I retweeted it immediately, said, this goddamn right, this is what the Padres deserve. You know, the Padres over there on your station, they're getting the love over there on your station. They're getting the coverage they deserve. And I thought to myself, the Padres should know about this. They need to know that this is the coverage they're getting. This is what they, last year they were on that little station, that 94.9 station, where, you know, they're just playing the kids' music. I mean, it's like, it's not even music. And some kid took a keyboard, he plugged it in, and just started playing Chopsticks 1,000 times. And then that's what music is. That's the Coachella or whatever. But me and Lil Sills, we know what music is, all right? We know what it is. It's guitars, all right? It's tight pants, it's tank tops, it's big hair, and it's guitars. And this Lil Sills, I mean, here's the thing. Let's be honest, all right? We were buddies for a long time. We would get on our Suzukis, and we would go out, and we would ride around the hills. We'd go up, get apple pie together. It was a good time. It was a good time. We'd go up to Julian, we'd ride up the hill, we'd get apple pie, and we'd have a lot of fun. We'd just sit there, and we'd talk about chicks, you know? We'd pound a few Natty Ices, and then we'd get back on. I mean, we rode the same bike. I mean, me and him, we rode the same bike. He would get on the back, and he would wrap his arms around me, and we would just do guy things. We'd ride down the hill. And I was so excited that we were both going to be working in the same city again, and we'd be housing it. But no, this guy's just lost his mind. I mean, so here's the thing you've got to understand about Little Sills, all right? Little Cilio, all right? Is that he claims to be a member of the Miami Hurricanes, the original Outlaws, like if that's supposed to be some big thing. Okay, thank you, Sills, we get it. You were really good about 25 years ago at one thing. We understand, good for you, congratulations. You're definitely the most memorable member of that team. And so good for you. And we all respected him for this, you know? This was a big feat, we all respected him for it, but no. He has to get all on his high horse about it, start talking about all this stuff, about how he's so popular. Well, listen, I got a list that just came out right now from Rankings Talk Show, Sports Talk Show Ranking, TalkThatRocks.com. All right, that's a real website. All right, Rankings Sports Talk, Rocks That Talks, RocksTheSports.com. All right, they have me, Bulldozer, the Dozer, 99.9 FM The Grinder. They have me ranked number two, and we're Cilio, number 155. And guess what? That's on the fourth page on that website. Number two, Cilio's down there over 100, all right? So I don't need little Sills, all right, blocking me. The snowflake over there at the station that he works at, I don't even know what the station is called. I don't even know if anyone's listening to it.
The number you have dialed is not...
But he's blocking me, so that's fine, little Sill. You want to take sides, all right? You want to take... And then he changes his Twitter profile to Bone Crusher. Yeah, the only bones you're crushing there, little Sills, are the ones that are in your body, all right, that are getting tired because you're putting on so much weight. You understand what I'm saying? You can only eat so many hot dogs, Sills, until the weight starts to crush your own bones. Okay, buddy? So why don't you just take a step back? You got this little guy, Nicholas, at Nicholas underscore McCann. The two biggest snowflakes in San Diego are now joined at the hip because they both blocked the Bulldozer, Bill the Bulldozer, 99.9 FM The Grind, flip it upside down, Mark of the Beast, Whale's Vagina Maggot. Now listen to me. We're going to go take a break right now, but before we do, I want to talk about one thing. Dennelson Laminate gets hurt. Big news here in Padres land. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Dennelson Laminate, he threw his arm off. He's on the mound. He threw so hard that his elbow exploded inside his arm. Padres are saying just soreness. He'll be out for just a couple of days, just soreness. But the elbow exploded. You can see it. If you see the GIF, it exploded in his arm. It's just a little soreness. So he's a tough kid. He'll be back out there on the mound. Hopefully we can get this guy that we traded for, Hosmer's. Hopefully we can get Hosmer's up there on the mound and he can be pitching, all right? Because I don't know how he is at first base. Didn't look so good in spring training. But maybe he can get on the mound. I don't know. You call me, 570-1999999 The Grinder, and let me know what you think. Flip it upside down, Mark of the Beast. Whale's Vagina Maggot. Little Sills blocks me. The snowflake out there blocks me. The Bone Crusher. Oh my goodness. The bone, more like the bone spur. You know what I'm talking about? The only bones he's crushing on are his ankles. The only bones I'm crushing, guess what? Those are the ladies that are JP's. That's right. They call me the Bone Crusher. You know why? Because I go in there and I crush some bones. That's right. That's right. Just don't tell my wife. All right. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about the bones I crushed out at JP's. We're also going to talk about Donald Trump building the wall. Couldn't be more excited. Building the wall, gigantic wall. We're going to keep all these drug addicts out of here, and we're going to have our country back. Finally, once that wall hits 15 feet, guess what? Country comes back. America gets great. We're going to talk about that. We're going to have an aide to Donald Trump right here on 99.9 FM The Grinder. Personal friend of mine, Donald Trump. I can call him right now. Get him on the phone. We could have a conversation, but I know he's busy. I don't want to bother the guy. So I got one of his aides. He's his assistant to the aide. He's going to come on. We're going to talk about that wall. Talk about exact height and what we need to do to keep the drug addicts out. Make America great again. MAGA, we're going to do it. And then we're also going to talk about this laminate issue. And who knows? Maybe we'll get little Sills on here. Or maybe not. Maybe he's too scared. Maybe he's blocked the radio. Maybe he took it out of his car and he threw it out the window. It is 99.9 FM The Grind. Give us a call, 570-1999999. It's Thin Lizzy time.
In this town, see me and the boys, we don't like it, so we're getting up and going down. Hide and low, looking right to left. If you see us coming, I think it's best we move away. Do you hear what I say from under my breath? Tonight is gonna be a jailbreak. So don't you be around. gonna be trouble. Some of us won't survive. See the boys and me mean business, busting out dead or alive. I can hear the hound dogs on my trail. All hell breaks loose, alarm and sirens wail. Like the game, if you lose, go to jail. Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in the town. Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak, so won't you be around? Tonight there's gonna be trouble, I'm gonna find myself in. Tonight there's gonna be trouble, so stay with a friend. You know it's
The Grinder, Mark of the Beast.